Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Ekev, we have five different Divrei Torah, some amazingly beautiful psukim in Parshas Ekev. So we're going to start at the way beginning of the Parsha, Vaya Ekev, Tishmun, Es HaMishpatim, Ha'ele, Kodesh Baruch Hu telling us, Vaya Moshe recounting the Torah, telling us when you keep the Torah, when you keep the Mishpatim, that is when we will have reward. And the focus here is the interesting word Ekev. Ekev, literally, this shall be the reward. It will be a result of when you're listening to the Torah. But in fact, as is commented by Rashi, Ekev is also the language of a heel, walking. So what's the implication of Vahaya Ekev Tishmeun, the walking and listening? What's going on here? So the Gaon from Sasav says as follows. Here we're referring to the decisions and actions that we make in life. That before any step, that's Vahaya Ekev, before taking that step with that heel of yours on the bottom of your foot, when taking any step, when taking any action, it is first necessary to think, to analyze, is this action, this direction that I'm going in, based on the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is this what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want from me? And if not, don't move forward. And in fact, that is what this pasuk is telling us. Vahaya Ekev. When it comes to taking any step, any decision, any action that you're going to make, before doing so, tishmeun. First, listen, hear, analyze. Is this the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or is it the opposite? And if it turns out, via Ekev tishmeun, you make that analysis, this is the Ratzon Hashem, this is going to be a positive step for myself, for others, in our avodas Hashem, move forward. Otherwise, if it's not, don't take that step. We are now moving forward to number two. We're in the same parak zayin, pasuk tesvav, and it talks here about what happened to Klal Yisrael, that the illnesses that we had back when we were in Mitzrayim, those difficulties, those challenges that we had, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not place them on us. They will be placed on our enemies. So it says as follows, all those illnesses, those difficulties, challenges that you had back in Mitzrayim, I will not place on you, but rather I will place it on your sonim, on your enemies. And the Admor from Gur focuses on something very interesting. There are two words here that we said place and place, to place upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't place it on us, but rather he will unisanam b'chosonech, he will place it on our enemies. So what's this difference between yisima, placing, lasim, and nisanam, and placing on the enemy? So he explains as follows. The Gemara tells us that the language of nisina, that's used in reference to our enemies, nisina has a minimum amount. For example, to place a kazayis, that is to place something. That is an asina and requires a certain amount of something, a minimum amount. However, when it comes to sima, the placement, the first placement, it doesn't require any amount. Even the smallest amount, that is considered lasim, to place. And based on that, the Admor from Gur explains our pasuk as follows. When it comes to the illnesses, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lo yisimam bach, I will not place it on you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us even the smallest trace of those difficulties and illnesses that we encountered in Mitzrayim, he will not place it upon us whatsoever. We won't encounter any of those difficulties. However, when it comes to our enemies, it's not going to only be sima, it's going to be a nesina. It's going to be a good amount. As we said, nesina means there's a minimum requirement here. In other words, what it's saying is, when it comes to Klal Yisrael, there won't be any sima, there won't be any trace of those difficulties upon us. But when it comes to our sonim, those who are our enemies, it will be a nesina, which they will get these illnesses, difficulties, punishments in spades, in significant amount. So just to build on this, if we look at the Haggadah, and in the Haggadah is very something very interesting. There's a machlokas, quasi-machlokas, between the Tanaim, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Akiva, when talking about the various makos, the plagues that Mitzrayim experienced. And how many plagues were there that Kadosh Baruch Hu put on the non-Jews, on the Mitzrayim? And so one of them says 50, and one of them says 200, and one of them says 250. What's going on here? What's the Navka mean? 50, 200, 250. So the Vilna Gaon says, it's actually based on this pasuk as follows. They're trying to increase the amount of the plagues, the illnesses that were experienced in Mitzrayim, the Cholmadve Mitzrayim, because it says here, all the difficulties that you experience, I will put on your sonim, I will put on your enemies. So the more that's put on our enemies, the less that's going to be on us. So the Vilna Gaon explains as follows. That's why, based on the makos, all the punishments that the Mitzrayim had after when Klal Yisrael was getting out, the Tanaim are trying to increase. It's a machlokus, it's quasi machlokus, but they're trying to get to the same place. Is it 50? Is it 200 and 250? The more that we can put onto the sonim of Klal Yisrael, the more that we can put onto the enemies of Klal Yisrael, the less that's going to be on us, based on our pasuk. So according, one says 200, one says 200, 50, 200, 250, a million plagues. Let's put it all on them so we should have the bracha that none of it should be upon us. We are now moving forward to number three. We are in Perek Ches, the next Perek, Psukim Beis, Psukim Gimel. And it says, Klal Yisrael, 40 years were in the Midbar, were in the desert, Leman Anoscha, talking specifically, as we'll see shortly, about the man. The man was there to Anoscha, and in Inui, the Inuyim. That's what we have on Tisha B'Av, and in particular, that's what it's called on Yom Kippur in the Torah, the Inuyim, don't eat, don't drink. So these are the afflictions, Lenasoscha, to test you. To test you, what's really going on in your heart? What you really are believing in your heart? What you're feeling in your heart? So the man, meant to afflict us in order to test us. What does that mean? Vayaancha, that was an inoy, that was the affliction. Vayar ivecha, and we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, caused us to be hungry. Vayachilcha esaman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu fed us the man. So what is going on here that we have the man and we're being tested and we're being challenged? What is the story here with these psukim? So there's a Mishnah that the Kilas Moshe rivals to explain what's going on. The Mishnah says it's an Avos, Kachi Darka Shel Torah Paspa Melech Tochal. A famous Mishnah. This is the way of Torah if you want to acquire the Torah. Pas B'melech Tochal. Just have bread with salt. Have some water, obviously. You have to drink. And what it's telling is us, if you want to really focus on the priorities of learning Torah, don't get too involved in materialism. You have to set your priorities correctly, because if you get too involved in materialism and you're working too hard and trying to earn too much money and have that big house, it's just going to take you away from what you should be focusing on, which is the learning, the spirituality and the spiritual aspect of our lives. So that's what the Mishnah in Avos says, Kachish Darka Shel Torah Pas B'melech Tochal. So accordingly, it's known that when somebody would eat the man, you could taste whatever you wanted. All the different foods and delicacies of the world. If you wanted to go casual a milchik, you could have a milchik day with a pizza and the best ice cream in the world. Or if you wanted to go flesh, you can have red meat. You could have duck a la orange. You can have all the best delicacies in the world. And this was the test. It went as follows, says the Kilas Moshe, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was looking, are you going to be able to tell yourself, I'm just going to get by with the minimum amount. I'm having the man, I'm just going to get by and have pas b'melech tochal. I'm just going to have the bread and the water, and I'm not going to get distracted by the delicacies, and I'm accordingly, I want to be zocheh to Torah, kachi darko shel Torah. I want to focus on the ruchnias. I'm not going to get too involved in the gashmias, even though it's right there for me. And on the other hand, Kadosh Baruch Hu's testing our values and priorities. And if we're there, we got the man, and we want to have a 16-course meal and every type of delicacy under the world, that obviously is going to distract us. Our mind's going to be on that. We're going to focus on the eating. We're going to spend some more time on the eating. And we're not going to get to the ruchnias. Accordingly, this is what the pasuk is telling us. Ladas asher shel bivavcha. Kadosh Baruch Hu is testing what's in your heart. Is your heart really on the food? Is it that what it is? Or is it pas b'melech tochal? Or is kachi darka shel Torah? We want to focus not on the food. We want to minimize the food because we want to acquire the Torah. And sometimes when we have materialism, it can take away from the Torah. Obviously, materialism is also a positive thing. You can give tzedakah, support yeshivas, etc. But what's our priority in our heart? Is our priority going to be the luxuries, or is it going to be focusing on the spirituality? We are now moving forward to number four. We are in Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Zayin. Moshe Rabbeinu continuing to recount Jewish history in the Midbar when he came down from Har Sinai, and unfortunately the Chet HaEgel was going on. And he says, V'etfos b'shnei aluchos, I was holding on to the two luchos, the 10 tablets, va'ashlichem, the 10 commandments, the two tablets, v'etfos b'shnei aluchos va'ashlichem, and I threw them down, or they fell out of my hands, they got too heavy, different explanations, but literally, I threw them out of my hands, mal shtei adai, va'ashabrem le'enechem, and I broke them to your eyes. So the Rebbe from Rosin focuses on this word that I broke them in front of your eyes. And a beautiful explanation, he says, what broke was the physical luchos. That's what broke. That was to your eyes. You saw the breaking, the physical destruction of the luchos. That's what you saw. But what wasn't destroyed was the pnimius of the luchos, the internal, the meaning, the concepts, the importance of the luchos. Chas v'shalom, that was never broken. And in addition, it was the luchos, the stone of the luchos were broken, but the osios, the letters, those maintained themselves intact and they flew up. Those were remained in their shlemus. Those didn't change, those weren't broken. So he has a beautiful explanation accordingly. Le'enechem, it was only the physical breaking of the luchos, but otherwise the concept, the beauty, the spirituality, that maintains itself. And in fact, the Kedushas Aron adds on, he brings a medrash, and he says as follows, that even though the luchas were broken, but the osios, the letters, those rose up to heaven, those were never broken. What was broken was the shivrei luchas. The luchas were broken, and then we had the shards of the luchas. But he adds on that not only did the concepts, the pnimios of the luchas survive, and the letters survive, but also there was one dibor, one of the aseres hadibros that survived as well. It stayed intact, not just the letters, but the whole thing. Zachor es yom ha-shabbos tekach. Remember Shabbos for its spirituality. And he explains, based on that, why in our tefillah on Shacharis and Shabbos, we say the language, Ushnei luchos avanim horid biado, and the two luchos Moshe Rabbeinu brought in his hands, the kasubahem Shmira Shabbos. Shmira Shabbos was still written on that, and he explains, even after the breaking of the luchos, still, Ushnei luchos avani harbi ado bechasu behem. Even after the breaking, Shmira Shabbos, the dibor zachoras yom haShabbos the kachro was maintained intact. And I think that's a very important lesson for us. That what keeps Klal Yisrael. We don't keep Shabbos. Shabbos keeps us, and that's what we're saying. Even if the luchos, all the other things can be broken, at least where the other dibros were located, the luchos were broken, but the dibor that stayed intact. Not just the letters, but the whole dibor that stayed intact, Zachor es yom haShabbos lekachro, that is eternal. That's what keeps Klal Yisrael in its eternity. And the last one, number five, we are now in Perek Yud, Pasuk Aleph. After Moshe broke the luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him as follows, Psal lecha shnei luchos avanim. You can create for yourself new luchos, the seven set of luchos. So, the Sfas Emes says as follows, that the ikar of avoda that a Jew needs to have, shebishum pu'ula lo yiskavin la'atzma, we can never be thinking about ourselves, just thinking l'shem shamayim. This is how we started off, ekev tishmun. Whenever we're doing something, thinking something, making a decision, whatever it may be, we shouldn't be thinking about ourselves. We are thinking about what's the proper thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants me to do. However, that is a very, very difficult thing. It's a very difficult thing to do, and in particular, when we have hana, when we have personal enjoyment, benefit for something, it's very difficult to be saying we're doing this l'shem shamayim and not for ourselves. Let's just think on a very simple level. We're sitting and having the oneg Shabbos, eating that cholt, to think, oh, this is l'shem shamayim for the mitzvah of oneg Shabbos, when I'm loving this cholt. This cholt is fabulous. And eating the meat on Yontif, it's fantastic. Having the wine, the great wine on Yontif, we benefit from that. So it's very difficult on the one hand, l'shem shamayim, but we benefit from it. So how does that work together? So what we have to make the effort, says the Sfas Emes, is the initial thought Before we start going, we have to have the thought in mind, I am doing this l'shem shamayim. It's not about me. It's not about my enjoyment. I can enjoy it there afterward. But that's tafel. That's secondary. When I'm sitting there about to eat the shalom, and enjoy it also. But my first thought should be, this is l'shem shamayim. So building on that, the Sfas Emes says as follows. When it came to the luchas, with our pasuk, psal lecha shnei luchos avanim, create for yourselves. The order of the words is very important. Psal lecha. That's when making of the luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, make it and then for you. You are afterward. Psal lecha. But when it comes to the dibur of the Aseres, a dibur is talking about a varazor, it says, lo taseh lecha pesel. The words are reversed. So again, when it comes to the making of the luchos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, psal lecha, it says, psal, the word psal, and then lecha afterward. And when it comes to the dibur of Avodah Zarah, it says, lo taseh lecha, and then afterward it says, pesel. So what's going on here? So when it comes to the making of the luchos, when it says, psal lecha, make for you, if you make the luchos primary and you secondary, if you make the psal, if you are secondary, then you are making luchos. So when it's psal lechashnei luchos avanim, and you put yourself not as the primary, but the secondary, I'll come afterward, you are creating a beautiful luchos habris. On the other hand, when it comes to the other pasuk we mentioned, lo tase lecha pesel, if you put yourself first, if the lecha is first, that is what is going to cause you to make an avodah zara. So here we have it. What's my priority? Am I being mechav in l'shem shamayim? If we can put l'shem shamayim first, that is building the luchos. On the other hand, if it's me first, if it's my needs first, if it's my personality, if my individuality has to come first, my desires, my enjoyment comes first, that is indeed avodah zara. It always has to be that we have l'shem shamayim. That's got to be our priority before ourselves. Ourselves are important as also, but that shouldn't be the priority. That should be secondary. Thank you so much for listening.